Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our call this morning. Today's topic is something that really touched me this week. I wanted to speak to you about my great-aunt, Rosalie Tansel Williams, who was 103 years old. She was born on May the 13th, 1918, and departed this life on February the 1st, 2022. And I'd like to share some stories about her life and how she touched me, and I think you'll find it relevant to your life. When I was about 12 years old, my father used to ask my brother Thomas and I to lead songs at Walnut Street Church of Christ in Greenville, Tennessee. And boy, I at this age, I felt weak-kneed and dizzy, and it felt like I was just going to plain pass out from being so nervous. So during the mornings before church, Dad would ask us to lead a song, and I just wanted Dad to leave me alone. You know, I said, Dad, I'm just not ready to get up in front of everyone. I haven't had any music lessons or any formal training. I wasn't an expert in this area, but I'd been an active listener and participator in singing in church at our congregation for a long time. At least 12 years to me was a long time. And boy, when things got a little rough around the house, I would always run to Mama, because Mama could always make it better. She could turn a cloudy day into sunshine or make you smile when you were down. My father could too, by the way. But I always ran to Mama when the mountain seemed too high to climb for a little bit of comfort. I would ask her, could you get Dad to just stop asking us to sing? I don't want to get up and sing in front of all those people. It just makes me so nervous. And sometimes I'd have tears in my eyes. So my mother, May, would look at me with those big brown eyes of hers, and with her strong support and encouragement, she'd say, you can do it. And boy, do you know how it feels when Mama is in your corner, and Dad too. You see, they were pushing us out of our comfort zone because they saw something in us that we didn't see at the time. They saw our potential. And around the age of 12, my great aunt Rosalie used to say, just get the song started, honey, and we'll sing as loud as we can. We used to always laugh about that. And I can still feel her wind beneath me when she said that statement, giving me all the confidence I needed. And all my grandparents told me this as well. And when my parents believed in me, I felt this same wind. It was the wind of encouragement. We used to sing so loud there at Walnut Street that we'd blow the rooftop off the building. Hence, everyone, if you didn't know, this is where the building fund got started, right there in Greenville, Tennessee. Father, please forgive me. You know I like to tell these stories. Y'all know I'm having a little fun. And you can ask Brother Roger Jones about this, who's on our call on Monday. He used to be our minister there at Walnut Street during my childhood and baptized me into the body of Christ. So he remembers that great singing at Walnut Street Church of Christ with all our family. So there's never a goal set too high or any mountain that you can't climb when you have the right people in your life. I'm asking you to look for these people in your life, seek them out, find them, stay connected to them, and draw on their strength. As I left for college, I would return home as often as I could. I would also make time for the Lord and for fellowship at Walnut Street Church of Christ. And I always made plans to worship at my home church when I came home. Didn't matter what weekend. I was never asked to lead songs at that time. I just sprung into action. And Rosalie used to tell me, Bryant, it seems like the whole church lights up when you come back home and sing. I miss you so much. Can you imagine what I felt like hearing this? It was at that time that I gave her the most famous nickname she'd ever have. I looked into her big brown eyes and I said, "Thank you, Sugar Booger." And she laughed so hard that morning that she started crying. And we both started crying because we were laughing so hard. I was crying because she was crying, but it just excited me so much. So this nickname would follow my great aunt Rosalie from that moment on throughout her life, my Sugar Booger. I always remember her looking at me when I was singing, and she was always smiling so big. So one Christmas several years ago, I sent Rosalie a present to her apartment. I was looking for something really special, so I sent her a threaded gift box assortment that was lighted. The baskets were green in color and had a big white bow on the top. There was a small, medium, and large one, and when you plugged it into the electrical outlet, it would light up so bright that Rosalie thought the world of them. It lifted her spirit so high, and she was so proud. I called her on the phone to see how excited she was, and I paid her a visit in the spring of the following year. She still had the gift boxes plugged into the wall, and she said to me, "I'm going to keep those boxes lit the whole year. I love you so much." She said, "When you come and visit me, honey, my whole world just lights up. You are so precious to me, and I just love you so much." She'd always tell me that. And she kept the Christmas card that we sent her of my wife and our dogs on her coffee table. So it was there all year long. So a couple years ago when we had to place her in a nursing home, I sent her a wooden R, which was the first initial of her first name. This R had some little shiny beads inside of it, and I thought she'd really like it and look at it every day to remind her how special she was to me. She was so proud of that, and she just was so excited to get something unexpected like that. So in our small church, everyone is kin to you. You know, I had my parents, my brothers, sister, grandparents on each side, aunts, uncles, great aunts, great uncles, and it was very special. Rosalie's brother, Claudine Tansel, my grandfather, was a diabetic, and every now and then he was known to nod off during the sermon and fall asleep. So I kind of migrated from the back sitting with my mama to where the men sit up on the front as I was growing up in our church. And I used to sit beside, we called him Icky, and so I used to place my right hand on his knee and kind of rub his knee and tickle him a little bit, and he would kind of jump. So Rosalie would be looking at me laughing, and everybody would laugh. And my Aunt Jessie and Aunt Willie at that time would kind of cut their eyes. "What are you doing up there?" But it was a little distracting to the sermon of the preacher. So Lord, forgive me. And I remember those times now, how much of a pest I was a little bit at teasing my grandfather and trying to wake him up. But one of those times, a wasp had landed on Icky's head, and he was bald-headed. As we're looking at his head, Brother Womack is preaching at that time, Brother Oscar Womack out of Jackson, Tennessee. The wasp just stayed there. And so everybody's looking, and I'm looking out. So I wasn't going to grab the Bible. I grabbed a songbook, and I took the songbook and just kind of raked it off his head. The wasp starts flying away, and everybody, you know, kind of jumps and looks. And if he jumps up and kind of steps to the side, and I know it was very distracting to the sermon. Lord, please forgive me. But I'm telling y'all, we had some times there at Walnut Street Church of Christ in Greenville, Tennessee. And I tell you these stories because this is someone that was so close to me, and some of the fondest memories in my life have been at Walnut Street Church of Christ and the people that meant so much to me growing up. We're all given just one life to live, and it's so precious. We can get so busy sometimes that we forget about people, but I never forgot about Rosalie. When I prayed, I'd always include her in my prayers because she meant so much to me. When you leave this earth, don't you hope somebody says something good about you? What will your life be like today? What will your life be like tomorrow? And what will your life be like in the future? I would make the argument that tomorrow is today and the future is now. The only question is, what are you going to do? I urge you to find someone that you can pour into, that you can invest in, to love, and to grab every ounce of light that is in you and share it with someone else. Because, folks, if you don't do this, you're robbing someone of your of the greatest gift that God has given you, and that's the gift of love. So, Danielle, at this time, I want to thank you so much. I don't know if you want to open to prayer. Looks like we have some additional time here at the end. If not, I will go ahead and close us out with a word of prayer.
As a matter of fact, Brother Tansel, thank you so much for sharing those fond memories of your loved one with us. Everyone, please keep the Tansel family in your prayer and all of those affected by the loss of this magnificent woman. We do have one single prayer request. Caller 6246, state your request.
Yes, this is Brother McFaul. I just want to ask for prayers for those that in the cold areas where there's freeze going on and people on the freeways where the snow is at. Pray that God continue to protect them and watch over them and just continue to provide those that's homeless shelter and food so they can be able to survive. Thank you.
Thank you, and I turn it back over to you, Brother Tansel. Again, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'd like to also just say a verse in Hebrews 9 and 27. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once, it's appointed to men to at once to die and after death the judgment. So we celebrate this beautiful lady that was a part of my life and will continue to be a part of my life. And thank you, Brother McFaul, for your prayer request. We will absolutely include that in our prayers. So, Father, we have so much to thank you for today, our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, for lighting the spirit of people like Rosalie Tansel Williams that invested in us, not only me, but just us, before we could even think of investing in ourselves. Thank you for giving our family this angel. There's some angels walking on earth, and I thank God for the special people that I've been blessed with to be a part of my life, including my parents, my brothers and sisters, my grandparents, great aunts and uncles, great uncles, aunts and uncles, cousins, and brother and sister Bradshaw, and also Brother Roger Jones. These key individuals have made my life much more successful than it would have been. Thank you for all of our ministers on our calls, contributing to the success of the Grace Nurture program. Thank you for all of our churches out there who are hurting at this time and all of our ministries that we can reach and touch everybody that needs our help. As Brother McFaul said, we pray for everyone that's in the areas affected by weather, the storms, the ice and the snow. We pray that our workers can make our freeways and roadways safe during this time. We pray for the homeless that they're able to find shelter and pray for the people who have not found shelter at this time that they can get in and find a warm meal and protection at this time. We also pray for Brother McFaul's business that it continues to flourish and grow and that he gets more customers, Lord, that he knows what to do with. Father, we pray for all of our truckers and healthcare workers, caregivers, those that are bereaved at this time. We pray for our children that they continue to stay connected to you and the adults that have seem to have lost their way and all our families that are just striving to make a difference in this life. Give us the strength, O Lord. Keep us safe. Guide us and direct us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And shower us with the blessings that only you can do, you can provide, and lift us up in the times that we are weak. We thank you. We surrender to you. And this is our prayer this morning. Amen.